In the recording. We're now up to Zion Amid Beis, the last line, Shomer Abono. In Beitim, but just before we do so, I just want to make sure, Yaakov, your Edison's okay?
She's still in hospital, but she's having tests this morning, so I can't go there. But she's getting better, Baruch Hashem, so hopefully she'll be home.
Same, and she should be the fourth, the Yaakov's wife. Shomer Abono. Son of Avon, in Beitkin, Loyloy Hamo, Loyloy Havono, Loyloy Havuke. In Beitkin, you can't do Bzika, Loyloy Hamo, in the sun, Loyloy Havono, and not by the moonlight, Loyloy Havuke, and not by a torch. Elo Loy Hane. Mit me, Shoy Hane, Yote Lebzika. Because Oyaneh is Yafeh Lebzike. It's the candle light is better than what? What does he mean, Oyaneh Yafeh Lebzike? Oyaneh is Yafeh Lebzike more than what? More than the sun? More than the moon?
And more than the torch?
Rashi's mashma is more than the torch. Rashi says, Akami Mefarish, my malusim avuka. What is it better than a torch? The Oyaneh is Yafeh Lebzike. The Oyaneh is better than a torch. Now what about the sun? What about the sun and the moon? So you don't have to check. Anybody can know the Oya. You can't check the Oya Chama. So what does that mean? You can't check the Oya Chama. All right, we know you have to check in the nighttime. So obviously you can't check the Oya Chama. Because the Oya Chama, there's no, at nighttime there's no sun. So what does it mean? Don't check my Yachama. You thought about that, Tom? Anybody can know Yachama.
Do you mean if you leave before the 14th, you leave a month before or 2 weeks before, you still have to check at night?
If Avraham starting in the right Kivon, there's two possible ways of understanding this Gemara. Anybody can know Yachama. What does it mean? Does it mean that if you want to check before the night of the 14th, you can't do it the Oyachamo. You might have thought, maybe on the 13th I could do Bidika L'Oyachamo. Kamashon Ein Boidkin L'Oyachamo. Or does it mean on the 14th day, if you missed it? If by mistake, or whatever the reason was, you didn't do it the night of the 14th, well, it would be on the 14th day. Is that what it's saying, Ein Boidkin L'Oyachamo? That's two shadows which we have to think about. Is it coming to tell me that you're not allowed to do it on the 13th L'Oyachamo? Or is it coming to tell me that you can't do it on the 14th L'Oyachamo? Because one thing is clear, that you can't do it in the nighttime L'Oyachamo because there's no chamo.
So you might have thought, okay, Chila, you can do it on the 15th. I mean, the Gemara before said you can't, but the Gemara only said you can't because we have to use a candle. But how do I know you have to use a candle? That's from here. If it wouldn't be from here, so I might have thought, Chila, you can do it on the 15th. You're
suggesting a third one. So maybe this is the same drasha that we had before and which the Gemara does bring down afterwards. The same drasha. If we wouldn't know that you have to do it at night time, if you wouldn't know you'd have to do it at night time, then...
If I didn't know you had to do it to a candle, then I wouldn't know that you have to do it at night.
Okay, we have to see as we go along which malach is going to be true. Okay, there's now maybe three possibilities. We'll see as we go along. The Tana Abon, Ein Boitim Loi Lachamo Loi Lavono Loi Lavuke Ela Loi Haneh Vimnei Shoi Haneh Yofi Lebedike. Even though we've got no raya for this, even though there's no clear pasuk in the Torah that tells me you have to check by candlelight, zeicha ledova, there is a zeicha. What's the zeicha? Shenema, we've learned this already three times now. Shenema, shivet yomim, soili, motu, vatechem. Ba'oime, vachabit, vagod, alecheil. Ba'oime, ba'is, vachabit, vishoim, vaneis. Ba'oime, Hashem, shne Hashem, nishmas, odom, kochifit, kochadimot. Even though we've got no a clear mekayif for this halacha, but as we learned already, it's not nafka, it's a remez, you should do it by candlelight.
Is there a halachic nafkamina if it's a raya or a zecher, or no is that the nafkamina, or could it be that it's going to be derabanan either way, whether it's a raya or a zecher?
No, it's the nafkamina if it's a raya to derabanan, because if it's a smachta, it's still it's a nidrabon. It's a nafkamina if it's a raya to derabanan. So let's see the gemara. Hey, chizom.
What does this do to the last Maiva Omer? Because there we said that Avuka would be stronger, but maybe it's the cooler that Hashem is doing a weaker searching to be nice. Now we're saying it's not a weaker searching, it's a better searching.
We explained then that every light has got a different property for it. A big candle, a torch, provides multiple lights. A small candle, maybe it can be more pinpointed. So now, had the Torah told me, I wouldn't have known that the Dapka might have to do with a candle. I just thought maybe Hashem specifically took a candle because a candle doesn't have that much light, and therefore you won't see the bigger, the smaller bits. How do I know that that there's a mile in a candle? That we see from the next pasuk that now Hashem is just all on, that there's a mile with a candle. And that it provides ample, and you're able to examine your house, check your house very well with this candle. And therefore, now that we know that this candle is a good search as well, so now it also makes sense to take it and on a muko, because it has better light, as you said, or an ayat of the Bajika. I mean, both of them does see it. Nobody's denying that an avuka provides more light than a candle. Right? If somebody wants to walk into a cave, he's going to take a torch. He's not going to take a candle. Because a torch gives more light. On the other hand, perhaps the fact that Hashem didn't take a torch, that was only because he didn't want to have so much light. That's why he took a candle. So maybe we should take a torch. So we see, no, a candle provides good searching. Now, there's another nidin. What about, maybe it's not good to take an avuka at all, because an avuka doesn't provide the right light that we need for checking. So then we have now a small roach taken there. So, hi, Oyachama, here this needs careful analysis, this line of the Gemara. Hi, Oyachama, hechidomi. This Oyachama, he said, ain't boitkin le Oyachama. Hi, Oyachama, hechidomi. If we're talking about that you're checking in a chotzer and you want to check in the chotzer with the sun, oh no, chotzer in a tzicha b'dike. A chotzer doesn't need to be checked. Because the birds are there. The ravens are there. And the birds will eat up the chametz. So the chotzer doesn't need the b'dike. So why is the Gemara saying, don't check the sunlight? Obviously not. You don't need to check at all. Right? There's no need for bedik at all. Elo v'achsadja. Must be referring to an achsadja. Achsadja is a skylight. So we're talking about in a house. In a house, opposite a skylight. So the sun shining through the skylight. And then the Gemara is saying, you can't check lo yachamo. They have to check by candlelight. The Elo Bachsadra. Yeah?
Rav is explaining, I don't understand what the Gemara meant, but Rav said the following. The Mishnah comes before him, right?
The Brisa, yeah, I don't understand. Oh, so what are you asking now? How can it,
Rav told us this.
Yeah. Rava can't say against the Braisa.
Against the Braisa, maybe it's another reason.
If Rava says a Chotze doesn't need a Bedika, then it cannot be that the Braisa is referring to a Chotze. Because the Braisa is saying, the Chotze you shouldn't search with the sun, you should search with a candle. Right? No, Rava tells us you don't need to search at all. You don't need to search at all. So So how can we say that the Brice is referring to a chotzen? You understand, Elfie? Rava, of course, comes after the Brice, but whatever Rava says is to fit in with the Brice. So if Rava says that you can't check the chotzen, that you don't need to check a chotzen, then the Brice can't be referring to a chotzen.
Why can't the
Brice
be referring to a chotzen at night?
The writers that don't check, the writers that don't check by sunlight.
Right.
So it must be that we're talking about a day. Because some that is.
No, I understand. But this is, the writers talking about, you can't check, let's assume it's, I'm going to say, let's assume it's the chutzah right now. And it says, can be checked, I'm just assuming, can't be checked by chatzar, by sunlight, not that moonlight, you have to use the candle. For example, in my backyard, until now, I've been going around with a flashlight or whatever it is. Yeah, I guess I was wrong. But, so, it was telling me, in your chatzar, don't think you can use sunlight, don't think you use the moonlight, you have to use a nair. Said, no, but Rava told me you don't need to because crows. Well, maybe I don't live in an area where there are crows. I don't understand what the proof will be here. He told me where there's crows.
Come into the chotzer.
Where there's crows, you don't check. You don't have to check. But I live in a place where there's no crows.
Come into the chotzer doesn't need checking because even that stuff is crows, any birds, because birds eat up the crumbs. Right? It's love after crows, and in good old England there used to be robins. The robins used to eat up the crumbs. Where Rava lived, there were the crows, so he said the crows eat up the crumbs. Wherever anyone lives, there's birds. Unless you live in Antarctica or something like that. There's always birds. So May the Rava says you don't need to check a chotzer because crows are there. So Mela, that's the question. If you don't need to check a chotzer, then obviously the price is not talking about a chotzer. Right? Everyone's asking him?
What's the question?
Question of the Gemara is, what's the Brisa saying how to check? Don't check with the sun, but rather check with the candle. What's it referring to? Is it referring to a chotzer? If it's talking about chotzer, chotzer doesn't need a bdik at all.
Right,
that's the question of the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, Loitzicha, Ela Bechsadr, must be referring to an Echsadr. Echsadr means a house that has a sunlight, skylight, and the sun's coming through it. Ela Bechsadr, must be referring to Echsadr. Palmarava, Echsadr, Loya, Nildekes. Again, Rava told us that if you have a skylight, then you are able to do Bedika against the skylight. You don't need a candle. You can use the sun to check that area. So again, what's this advice of saying? Don't use the sun. You have to use a candle. Mamonoshok, if it's in the chotzer, it doesn't need any bedika. And if it's in a house with a skylight, you can rely on the sun. Letzicha laruba de becheda. You must be referring to an aruba in a cheda. Meaning that the skylight is in a room, and you're not checking, says the Gemara de Hecha, what's it referring to? If we're referring to an area which is directly opposite the skylight, that's what we just said, Achsadr. So I apologize. Achsadr doesn't mean a skylight. I apologize to retract you. Achsadr is an area like a pergola, with a lot of sunlight coming through. So let me go back three lines. Okay, I apologize. So he said, the chotzer, you don't need to check. Elab achsadr. We must be referring to an achsadr. Achsadr means an area that has a great amount of sunlight coming in. In the olden days, they used to have it much more, but it's like the chotzer with a pergola all the way around, which has got basically sunlight shining in immensely. So says the Gemara, Omer Rav, achsadr lo yinim dekes. Achsadr, You can check it by the sunlight. Loitzicha laruba de becheda. Loitzicha laruba de becheda. You're going to a skylight in a room. You have a room with a skylight. So now the sun's shining in through the through the sky like that. Where are you checking? Either the Bahadi Aruba directly in line with the sunlight, with the skylight. Hainu Achadra. That is Achadra. What's the difference between Achadra, which is a pergola that's open up and the sun's shining in, to a skylight where the sun's shining in? That area is exactly the same. As much as by Achadra you don't need to use a candle, so too by an Aruba you wouldn't need to use a candle. Hello, let's study him. We're referring to a room that has light shining in through the skylight, or what we would call through windows. So if it's directly against the windows, if it's directly in line with the windows, you could use the sun. But if it is to the sides of the windows, where you don't have direct sunlight shining on it, then you shouldn't use the sunlight, but rather you should use a candle. So let's plug that back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein boitkin loy la'oy hacham." What does loy la'oy hacham mean? Says the Gemara, it can't mean in the chotzer, because you don't need to do bdika there. It can't mean in the areas of pergolas, because in a chalam you can check loy hacham. It can't mean in a room where there's the sunlight directly shining on an area, because then again you can use the sun. So what does the brayta mean? It means in a room that's lit up by sunlight, but not directly in line with the sun. Right? So the sun's shining in, and you're checking a closet. There's sunlight, but it's not directly lit up by the sun. There, don't rely on the sunlight. You have to use a candle. Does this, the Gemara?
Doesn't this contradict the Tana Rabbanan, the brayta? Because we
explain
said...
the Tana Rabbanan.
What?
I'm trying to explain the Tana Rabbanan.
But the Tana Rabbanan, it says that it doesn't say that the Ora Chama and the Ora Lavana are bad lights and it's impossible to check with them. It just says that Or Haner is Yafe. Or Haner is better, or it's good for, it's designated for this, it's better for it. So, I don't understand this. Like, now we're saying what?
Bryce is saying you can't check my sunlight. Ein boitkin lo yachama, right?
Because an air is better. Because an air is yafe. It's better. So how does that, what are we saying now? Now we're saying that,
Robert said you can check my sunlight. Robert said if it's in a stadio, you can check my sunlight.
So what happened to the nair being yafe? No longer yafe if there's sunlight?
What do we see? We see that when we spoke about nair yafe levdika was not in every situation. If you have the sun directly shining on what we need and on the form of the area, then it's as good as a candlelight. You don't need a candlelight. It's when the sunlight is not directly shining on that area, then we said use a candlelight and don't rely on the sunlight.
I don't know, the language of Yafe sounds like preferable. And it doesn't sound like that preference should go away just because there's another option there's another option.
If we're referring to a situation where the sunlight is not directly on it, and now you want to look inside that area, should you rely on the sunlight or should you take a candle? Well, there is sunlight. No, but maybe I'll take an avuka, maybe I'll take a candle. No, Oranah is Yafa Lebdika. Oranah is the thing to do, not to rely on the sunlight. But if there's tremendous amounts of sun, then why shouldn't you rely on the sunlight?
Now there's tremendous amount of sun, so now all of a sudden air is not Yafa Lebdika? It's no longer Yafa?
I don't have any more mila than the sun. Why should I take a candle?
Now, does Yafa mean mila, or does Yafa mean it's intrinsically good? Not that it's better, but it's intrinsically, not in comparison to something else, but it's intrinsically good in of itself, without comparison to something else. When I read Yafa Levedika, it sounds like it has an intrinsic milus regardless, not comparative to something else. It's intrinsically the best thing to do. I don't see why that would go away if there's another option.
I don't really understand what you mean by intrinsically good. Is that intrinsically good? I don't really understand what you mean. Intrinsically good.
It's good, not in comparison to something else. It's the best option. Not compared to something else. It's good. It's good in of itself. Period. If there's something else,
If I have another option, why are you telling me I have to use a candle and I can't use that option? Well, you must not use the sunlight. Why not? Because a candle's good. So why shouldn't I use the sun?
Okay.
Yeah? So why shouldn't I use the sun? So Tessa Gemara, we're obviously talking about in a room. This is like, yeah, a mace in a room. We have sunlight. So it says, you should use the candle. You should not use the sunlight if you're not directly against where the sun's shining in. Now let's look at Rashi here. Rashi opens up the sugya a little bit for us. La'oya nivdekes. Second line, second Rashi on Ches Amud Aleph. La'oya nivdekes. La'oya shalom nivdekes. Remember, you know what this is going on? This is going on a sadra. A sadra, he says, is this area of a pergola which has got tremendous amounts of sunlight. La'oya nivdekes. La'orish shelo nivdeket, chsadra doesn't need a candle. It is lit up on its own. Ve'in tzarech lahavi lo or haneh belaylo. You don't need to bring it a candle to check at night. Elo boitko bayoim. You check in the daytime. Rashi saying, when the Gemara said La Oyo Nivdekis, the Gemara is saying that there's no need whatsoever to do bdika at night. You can check it in the day. Again, it's not mukach in Rashi, whether Rashi means check in the day before, or check in the day of Erev Pesach. Not mukach in Rashi. I'll see in the Hashem we show you and discuss this. Rashi says that's what it means. When we're telling you that that La'oyah Nivdekes means there's no din bechlal that you need a candle. You don't need bechlal a candle. You can do it in the daytime. You can do it in the daytime La'oyah. So, Odeheicha. So then we said it's connected the Aruba. Odeheicha. Be'eza mokim v'cheda le'itzagi lo la'oy la'aruba. When is it not sufficient with Oy Aruba? Inema lehadi Aruba neged hachor mamish, you're against the sunlight, amayloi. Why not? Haino chsadra. That's exactly like a chsadra. That means it's coming out of Rashi. We put these two Rashis together. You have a room with the sunlight shining in. Is there any inyan to do Vedika Sonnet at night?
Rashi
say
no.
There's no need whatsoever to do bdika at night.
If we say one of the main reasons is because people are at home, never mind whether there's light or not.
Right. That's a very good aura. A very good aura. It's another word that was bothered about. Yeah. Some people, the Ivitz says that the Rashi wasn't goes that line because everyone's at home. There's only one reason, because the candlelight's good. So here, candlelight's good, the sun's good. So Rashi's saying clearly, ain't so if lahavi la oy hanevelaylo. You don't need to do it at night. There's no in lechatchila, you can do bdika in the daytime as well. So neged the sun, you can do bdika in the day.
We're saying zechir la davar. Not right. You don't really have to use it.
Oh,
it's yafik.
How do you
have to use it?
What is it?
Huh?
I haven't understood your point.
Until now we were saying that maybe the discussion of Rabbi Chista and Tan Debe Rabbi Ishmael, where they were saying it's not a raya, it's a zechir. I was suggesting before, raya would mean that you have to use it. You have to use it. Go use it. And then that wouldn't allow us to do the search during the day. here is a support that it's a zechir, meaning we're saying this is the limud. It's a zechir. It's a good thing to do. It's preferable maybe to do. We don't have to do it.
I don't agree what you're saying.
Okay.
The mean the same thing. When you have to use a candle, you have to use a candle. But says Rava, neged the sun, there's no need to use a candle. Neged the sun, you don't need to use a candle. I missed you.
If it was Raya, I would think that we wouldn't have a discussion, meaning when you have a chance of using sunlight versus candle, we would say you have to use a candle. Because Chippus, the whole limud was, at the end of the day, that Hashem checks with a candle. Kol chadrei batim. So it wouldn't be a discussion about maybe you can do sunlight. So in a case where you have an option of sunlight versus candle, you don't have an option if it's a riot. If it's a zikr, that means it's a nice thing to do. When you have an option, I'm talking about. When you have an option.
That sounds intuitive. If the sunlight is so good, why on earth should I have to use a candle?
Because we have, it's either a riot or a zikr.
What are we doing? Just as a tekes? The candle doesn't help. We're just doing it because that's what you have to do.
No, candle definitely helps. But even if the sun helps...
A candle is stronger than sunlight?
Well, it's the candle you can put into the cracks and crevices, Rabbi Chanan says. That's a mile over on a hookah. But
like
that would seem to be a mile over the sun also. If the sun is overhead, you're also not seeing in the cracks and crevices.
Rabbi, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need pesukim in the first place? Just tell me to do the best checking possible, regardless of what the system is. Why does the Torah need to tell me what the best system is for checking?
I do know you have to do the best searching. How do you know?
That last pasuk,
there's a question. That's why you need the pesukim.
So the pesukim tell me the best method possible. That's the answer when the pesukim tell you the best method possible. Love davka b'ner.
The pasuk we know says that you should use a candle. That's what the pasuk we know says. You should use a candle. Now we're saying that pasuk that tells me you should use a candle is only at night. It's only in a case where you don't have another strong light. If you have a strong light, then that's also good. No? So that's...
Can I just make one quick point? This could be a little bit of a drusha, but when it talks about in Parshas Ketores, it says, HaKol Yafel Abisamen. That when you actually say Hadek Hativ Hativ Hadek, when you say those words, it creates, like you said, a tekes. It creates something... a benefit for the besamim when you say these words. Not if there's another way, if there's another thing to do to make them, but by saying something is yafe, you're improving it somehow in a unique way. So maybe some other form of light is not just as good. It's not just a matter of practicality of, use this light or that light. Maybe narrows are dafka yafe. There's something special, something in Rukhni is going on here when you're using the candles that enhances this bidika that you can't get if you use some other practical method that's similar.
No, you're wrong. You made so many halachas in that line. So many assumptions. I don't know where to begin on that. You start off with Kol Yofer and you say it's a tekis. Right? You're saying that it's not really true?
I'm saying it is true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying when you say the word Hetivet, you're actually benefiting the besamim.
How am I benefiting them?
I don't know.
Sound makes besamim come out. Metzius. Sound, when you have besamim and besamim's near sound, it makes the smell come out. I was once in Switzerland, and I stayed there at Talmud Chacham, a big Talmud Chacham, and Bernard knows him well. And before Abdallah, he was shaking his besomim. You know, people have a minute to shake the besomim for Abdallah, yeah? You know that. So why are people shaking the besomim? And he was shaking it for 5-10 minutes. And he told me, and people duck to have a metal besomim holder. These are minhagim, which people have had for years. He says, the reason is, because if it bangs against it, there's noise, and the noise, the coil, is the off of the besomim. So that, it's not a ruchnius thing, it's a metzias. Metzias is like that. That means, we did make these noises because we wanted the besomim to have a good smell. But only because we wanted to achieve something. And the achievement was, the smell was better. Now, if light of a candle is as good as light of the sun, then why are we troubling ourselves to specifically use the light of a candle? Let's be practical. You need light. Well, light of the sun is good. So why should we use the light of a candle? That's what Rava was saying. Rava was saying that Sadra, the Oyunid Dekis, that Sadra has enough light of the sun.
So why do we say we don't check with the light of the sun or without the moon and...
We're talking about in a room and not against the sunlight. That's visual what the Gemara is saying. Now what the Braisa said, you mustn't check by sunlight, is talking about when you are checking not against the, you're checking a room, not in a chotzer, because the chotzer will be burned. So you're checking a room, and the room has a bit of sunlight, but you're not checking against the sunlight, you're checking to the sides, where there's not direct sunlight shining on there. There, don't check lo yachalo, but rather check lo haner. Now let me ask you a very simple question. When are we talking about? How did you learn this braisa? I'm asking, there's two ways to learn it. How did you learn this braisa? In baikin lo yachalo, don't check in by sunlight. On what day? Could be Erev Pesach. So don't check by sunlight, but rather check by candlelight. What are we talking about here? And this is a major discussion amongst the Rishonim. What are we talking about here? We're talking about, in the daytime, don't use the sunlight, but rather use the candle. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat? I'm telling you, don't use sunlight, but rather do it the night before by candle. Or don't use sunlight, but rather do it at the night of Tikkun Chametz by candle. The two possibilities how to read this Gemara.
It sounds like you say the outside, you should do the night before with a candle, and the middle of the room that's under the skylight, that you can say for the next morning.
That's one way to learn. That means, Ein boit ken lo yachama lo yavona lo yavoka, ela lo yaneh. What does it mean, lo yaneh? It means lo yaneh when the sun is out, or it means lo yaneh when the sun's not there. But then you don't use a candle, don't rely on the sun, but rather use a candle the night before. What's an afkamina? An afkamina is in the daytime. What happens if somebody did not do b'dikas chametz in the night? He didn't do b'dikas chametz in the night. Comes the daytime. What should he do now? He should do it with a candle or not. So depends how you learn. If you learn shatis like we said, ain't the first one. I'm telling you two possibilities. Ain't boitkin loyacham loyavuka el loyaneh. What does it mean? It means ain't boitkin. You should not use the sun, but rather use a candle then. What does it mean? You should not use the sun, but rather use the candle the night before. If we learn like the first malach, then it comes out somebody didn't do b'dikas chametz in the night time. He woke up in the morning after the B'dikas Chametz. You should use a candle. Even though it's sunlight. But we're saying, don't use the sun, use the candle. If we learn the second way, then the advice is all the right to tell me is, don't rely on the sun tomorrow. Do the B'dikas Chametz with a candle tonight. But if you didn't do the B'dikas Chametz with a candle tonight, and you're left with tomorrow the sunlight, then maybe a candle in the sunlight doesn't help. And then you just have to do what you can.
Just a bit of
sunlight. Or just look what you can, and then rely on bitum as well, yeah? Yeah, the two stars in Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yalti.
Yeah, so what about the other way of looking at it, not where it's the Erev, but let's say if you're going away and you do it before and you have to do it, do you have to do it at night or can you do it by day, by sunlight? Same question. And is it dafka you should do it, is it still better to do it at night? Let's say on the 12th, you're planning on leaving
on the 12th. If you're going away, we're saying don't rely on sunlight, do it by because it's promised with the candle. That's the proof.
So then you should
my children tell me what happens if you miss it.
So it's only the case that you missed it, not on another day beforehand.
The Gemara answered the question. The Gemara is talking about daytime.
But they're not clear.
The Gemara is
talking about daytime, yeah. How do you know?
The Gemara answered, the case that we're talking about is the case of it's in the house.
How do you know?
The Gemara says it's the case of the Aruba, the Bechedr.
The Gemara is saying that when I told you not to look, not to use the sunlight, I was discussing a room that is lit by sunlight, but not against the direct sunshine. Now, on that case, that type of room, I'm telling you, don't use the sunlight. Rather use a candle. Am I telling you that therefore don't do it in the day, do it at the night, because then you'll have a candle? Or am I telling you that even if you're doing it in the day, because you missed the night, you're doing it in the day, don't rely just on the sunlight, use a candle as well. That's the two solving we have. I hear you going with the second task.
We know that you're supposed to do the search all out by yourself. He's supposed to do it at night. That's the chatchila. I think we're talking about.
Are you sure about that?
We're talking about a situation of the Eved, where a person doesn't have a chance of doing it at night on the 14th. He either forgot or if he's leaving earlier, whatever the circumstances that he's doing it not on the 14th, then if it's during the day, he can use the sunlight in certain circumstances. But in the ones where the sunlight is not directly on the spot that he's searching, he has to use the candle.
That's what the Gemara says.
There's definitely one way of learning the Gemara. That's one way of learning the Gemara. And suggestion is another way as well. That, for instance, a chsadra, you don't have to use any candle at all. A chsadra, you can use the sunlight. So I might have thought maybe a room that has sunlight shining into it, also I could use the sunlight. Comes along the bride to say, no, ein voit kidai achamot. You cannot use the sunlight. What should you use? A candle. When? The night before. But if you didn't do the night before with a candle, in the daytime to take a candle is a waste of time. What's the point of taking a candle in the daytime? It doesn't do anything.
Well, except that
it doesn't do anything.
The candle would do something if there's not direct sunlight, because it's weak.
Would that? You have a match on you? Light a match where you are. Tell me how much it brights up your room. It's not direct sunlight where you are. Right?
Yeah.
You have windows that have a glazed, what's it called? A frosted windows there. You don't have direct sunlight. You light a match now. Tell me how much light there is in that room. Doesn't do that much.
Not much.
Are we talking about lighting up the room or are we talking about lighting up the crevices?
Even the crevices. Yeah, sunlight.
Isn't that the whole mile of an air over a hookah that you could light up the crevices? So in the crevices, the little light will actually still make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, even I don't need it for the whole room, but for the crevices, it'll help.
Even though there's bright sunshine, even though there's sunshine in the room.
Sure. It's like if you want to look under your couch for keys that you lost, and you shine a flashlight. It's the daytime. Yeah, but you can't see under the couch. So use a flashlight. It wouldn't help light up the room, but it'll help light up under the couch.
Yeah, so couches happen to be a bad example, because the couch is completely shielded from light. That crevice in a room is not shielded from light. And who says a candle would help you? So that's the gewaltige Shaila we have here. I'm here, you're taking on Sodom. You're welcome to take on Sodom. We have to look for eyes. It's the Shaila we've got here. The Shaila is, when the Shaila in the Gemara says you don't check the sunlight, but rather use a candle, is the Gemara saying, even in the day, use a candle? That means if you miss the boat, and you're doing it in the daytime, even in the day, you should use a candle? Or is the Gemara saying, no, don't check in the daytime, but rather do it in the candle the night before? So for this, we're going to have to look a bit in Rishonim. Have a look in your own time, I guess, in Simon, in the Rosh Simon Yud Aleph. Rosh Simon Yud Aleph. Have a look there. Rosh Simon Yud Aleph. Okay, that's the first Maramot.
Is it on the daf, on the daf?
And then, yeah, Rosh Simon Yud Aleph on this daf. I'm going to try and send you some more by email. Because this is a big shayla in the Gemara. There's unfortunately there's no tesis on the sugya, but I'm going to read to you a tesis Rabbeinu Peretz. You have to learn the Rosh. I'm going to read to you a tesis Rabbeinu Peretz. Ein boitkim lo loy hachama v'lo loy alvono. V'toyma maika oma lo loy hachama. Why are you telling me about sunlight? There is no sunlight at night. Says I'm in the past, we're talking about a case where you missed it. And it's coming to check in the daytime. And we're telling you, don't be bodek le'oy hachamo. That means, because of Rabbeinu Peretz, he's learned that Yossi learns there in the Gemara, that we're talking about the next day. In the next day, don't rely on the sun, but rather use the candle as well. Don't rely on the sun on its own, but rather use the candle as well. That's how Rabbeinu Peretz learns. One mahalach has to learn. Have a look at the Rosh. The Rosh also has such a mahalach. And then in the Yetzashem, I'll send you I'll send it to you by email for you to learn. Yeah.
You learned the Gemara previously that it's supposed to be done at night?
No, it should be done at night. Right.
You learned that before. Now, didn't we cover, I mean, the mission says, Ola Basal, and
right.
We discussed when the appropriate time is, remember that.
Right. So
what's the question here as to what this really meant?
It has to be Bidi Evid. We're dealing with the Bidi Evid situation.
Yeah, it can also be called the Bidi Evid before the
14th. It has to be done at night.
What did the Rav say?
Doesn't Asadra have to be done at night?
Yes, it does. Chatchila.
No, it doesn't. No, Rava says Asadra lo'er in Evdekis. And Asadra can be checked in the day with sunlight.
Why should that be?
Doesn't have to be done. Right to Rashi there. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi.
No, that's going to be the Evid case when you're there the next day.
Hold on, look at Rashi. Lo'ayon and Dekis. Second Rashi. You want me to read that out?
Worshalom. That is the answer.
How can that be? How can that be and why should that be?
Why should that be?
Because
the sunlight
is visible. Yeah, it's appropriate time to do it all by itself. And we asked before and we learned. But the reason we do it at night is because Bnei Abayis Mitzuyin Sham. Why would we make a little plug all of a sudden? All of a sudden now we're saying you can check in the morning, leave it till the morning.
That's a great question. That's a great question, Yossi. A very great question. What happened to the idea that you've got everyone at home? And when everyone's at home, that's at night time. So Lemaisa, we have... One halach is to say that Rashi was never gerus that gemara. That's all of them agree. The Yavid says Rashi was never gerus it. Maybe Biyoda and the Tzlach, he's got different shots. That people at home in the morning as well when they wake up. It's just in the middle of the day is no good. The beginning of the day is good. But it's a great question. It's definitely a great question. Rashi clearly says that Achsad and Evdekes, meaning you can do bedika lechatzchila in the daytime. You do not need it at night.
Why would that be?
Because if that's a Rashi, it was never good that you need to, that there's a second reason why it should be done in the day. And that's because people, in the night, because people are there. If you weren't good at that, then why not? Sunlight is as good as candlelight. Why not? Sunlight, candlelight are very good.
Even if you are garrisoned as a reason, but why should that be Ma'akni and Bidi Evid? I mean, it's not Bidi
Evid. Not Bidi Evid. Rashi said, L'chatchila, you can do it in the daytime.
No, but I'm saying, but we're saying maybe he wasn't garrisoned, that people should be there. I mean, why is, what kind of, what's the spara anyway that people are there at night? Why is that important?
It's the time when we can be sure that everyone is going to be able to do it, and not people forget. People won't forget about it.
Right, but here we're talking about it. But here we're talking about the case where you did forget about it, or you were asleep,
No. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says l'chsadin ivdek is not the way you forgot about it. You do not need to do it at night. I mean, you didn't forget about it.
No, I'm not talking about l'chsadin. I'm talking about the rest of the house.
I'm talking about l'chsadin. It's talking about cross line. L'chsadin, you see, Rashi holds that l'chatchila you can do it in the day.
Right.
Now I would have thought maybe l'chsadin you can also do it. The Bryce is coming to tell me, no. Now, even Loyachano, if it's not mamish in direct sunlight, you cannot do it in the daytime, you need to do it in the nighttime. So Yoki asked the question, we know you have to do it in the nighttime. What's the Bryce telling me, Bechla? Of course we have to do it in the nighttime. So I'm saying it's not the possible. Because if it's in the sunlight, maybe I would have thought you could do it in the daytime. Can mash on this Bryce? No, you can't. You can't do it in the daytime. You have to do it in the nighttime. Because it's not, the sunlight, if it's not directly on it, it's not enough and you need a candle. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that now the Brayta is talking about Bidi Eved, it's already past the night, and you are now wanting to do Bidikya in the daytime. You might have thought I could use a candlelight. Kamashon, you can't use a candlelight. You might have thought you could use the sunlight. Kamashon, you can't use the sunlight. You have to use a candle even in the day. That's the shayla which we're going to be discussing tomorrow, Me'at Hashem. What's halacha in the daytime? In the daytime, what's halacha in the daytime? You have to bring a candle or not? So Rabbeinu clearly says yes. In the daytime, you have to bring a candle.
Right. So I see the Rosh where he says yes, but the Rosh also by Exadra, he seems to say that that's im hayatarud below badek balayla, like it's only for the Eved. We're learning, Rabbi, that it's the chachila. You could just wait till the morning.
Places Rashi Rosh, yeah. We have to see that. All that's going to be explained to me at Shem tomorrow. I have to really prepare it properly to get it mitzvah. But there's the Rosh Talan, and there's the Rabbeinu Petz, and I'm going to send you a run and a couple more mafoshim to have a look at. So surely I'll send it to you. I'm sorry about my lateness again today. I'll try to be more on time tomorrow. Take each day as it comes. Okay, I'll talk to you all.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.